This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Empire.
Beal back to Hachimura. Konnichiwa.
First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
It was more just shocking to hear from him and understanding that he gets the most assists from me and the most spoon-fed baskets ever.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
To sit up there and to say you don't have a culture problem in the nation's capital, everything about the organization points to a culture issue.
One guy took a in another guy's shoe.
A little pissed off about it, but I know how I am. I was kind of expecting it. It's disrespectful.
It was like Eric Killmonger going for total domination. What song is mine?
We're not going to be fucking sunk this year. We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
This podcast is all over social media, so follow us on Twitter at Beltway Bro Pod, Instagram at Beltway_sports_bros_podcast. Also the Facebook group, just search Beltway Sports Bros Podcast. And you can also find us at BeltwaySportsBros.com. There's a podcast player right on the front page. If someone you know doesn't want to or know how to download a podcast app or even knows what a podcast is, just tell them to go to the website and hit play. Simple as that. Thank you for joining us today. We are the Beltway Sports Bros. I'm Matt Bazzana, and as always, my brother Noel. Happy Friday, Noel.
Hey, happy Friday to you.
We didn't talk about this last episode. Shows how important this is, but how was your Valentine's Day?
Oh, it was, I mean, Valen who? I mean, come on, man. I never believed in that shit when I was like bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So now I'm grizzled and old. Shit.
Of course, we don't believe in it. There's always another person in the house that does. So how'd you handle it? Did you do anything?
Because of the pandemic, we really couldn't do anything. No, you know, got to, you know. Flowers and, you know, like those little bundt cakes, you know?
What's that place called?
I don't.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's a chain, if you haven't.
It's good. A little variety pack of those. You know, that's nice.
Plenty of bunts.
Yeah, some shit. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I did. What about you?
I got some flowers. I went to Publix because Kristen's favorite grocery store on earth is Publix. And then I got her all of her favorite things from Publix.
Good. All her favorite things. What, like candy?
Well,
magazines?
No, like
what?
The Cuban sandwich.
Oh,
she loves a Cuban.
Oh my God.
Got her the Publix potato salad.
Nice.
You know, just little things that shows that I'm somewhat listening.
Nice.
You know, halfway, quarter listening.
Whatever.
And I got her some nice flowers. I went the day of Valentine's Day. They were pretty stocked up. I was impressed. Usually it's like, you know, you get the leftover shit. Trust me, I'm always a day of Valentine's Day.
What guy isn't? And if they don't, they're weird.
You know, I guess my thing is, like, what are you supposed to do with these flowers prior days of Valentine's Day?
Right.
Hide them in your car?
Right. Exactly. No, those are perishables. That's okay. But
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. So,
and
no.
So is a Cuban sandwich.
So
perishable
is
as well.
Yes. I never really thought about that. Did you, like, stab it with a heart or anything and put a little card in it?
No, I got a card, but I couldn't find a pen. So I just gave her the other stuff.
Okay.
The card's still sitting in my car right now, you know. So I wanted to touch on the Wizards a little bit. Not really the games or anything. We're not going to bore anybody. Oh, there's actually some good stuff here.
Hold on. Speaking of the Wizards real quick, if you've got a bet big, okay? Did you see this, Matt? I'm sure you had to have seen. Everybody has at this point that knows anything about the Wizards. This idiot, after the Wizards had gone on a two-game winning streak, right?
Now three games.
Now at three games, congrats.
Maybe he's on to something.
Put 10 G's down.
Yeah.
That the Wizards were going to win the championship. I mean, you got money to blow, man.
You might as well just burn the fucking money. I mean,
use
go
the
down,
10
go,
grand and you put it on lottery. Go Powerball it.
Keep it in the fucking bank. Put it in stocks. Do not put it on the Wizards to win the NBA championship.
Right. And it's not even that good of a payoff. All these odds. I mean, you're putting 10 grand down. You're only winning 5 million.
I mean, that's not bad. But
no. But first off, even if it were 500 million, I still wouldn't put $10,000 down on the Wizards. It's just money down the toilet. It's stupid. It is. That's the kind of money this guy probably has, and I have no clue who it is, that he did it strictly to get a reaction, and that's exactly what he's getting.
It's not like he put $10 million, put $10,000 down. I'm amazed it even made news. I don't think he was just like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and put this $10,000. It's going to be everywhere.
Well, that's how bad the Wizards are and how ridiculous it is that only $10,000 would make the news.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's how ludicrous the bet is. Yeah, it's not an exorbitant amount of money, but it's exorbitant enough that they're like, holy shit, you're a fucking idiot. Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. Continue.
Hopefully it works out.
Continue.
Hopefully it works out.
It popped into my head when you said the Wiz. So.
Well, yeah, so... Davis Bertans are one of our personal favorites if you happen to listen to the show all through the offseason. You know, he had a pretty solid game on Wednesday.
Solid.
Scoring a career high 35 points. He actually hit 9 threes.
He should have made more.
Well, he went, what did he go, 9 for 11?
No, I'm saying he should have shot more of them. That's what I'm saying. The only thing that held him back was having to sit out for a little while.
Yeah, well, welcome back, Davis.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back. And something that I found pretty funny, I don't know if you knew about this, I think I may have found the reason why he's been so horrendous this season. One of them. There's a couple. But apparently when Bertans was in quarantine in mid-January, he locked himself away in a residence inn away from his wife and his daughter. He did that for 11 days. Which,
God,
you know, good.
How awesome would that be?
Shit. Sign me up for that.
Just isolate me with TV and video games for 11 days?
Well, you bring up the video games. He spent 10 to 12 hours a day playing video games. And he doesn't strike me as a guy that's like a video game nerd. You know, like, but apparently he is.
What game do you think he was playing? What does he look like?
He seems older than he is, but in reality, he's what, like 27?
I know. He looks like he reminds me of an old man.
He does, but he's a young
guy. He doesn't
buck.
Look like a Fortnite guy.
Yeah.
Right? I'd say Call of Duty or something like that.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. Call of Duty. Or, hey, he could be playing himself at NBA 2K.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Who wouldn't want it? I don't care if I didn't like video games at all. If I was in a video game, I would buy the store. I'd buy like 10
absolutely.
Copies.
Being yourself in a video game and knowing you could drain threes from anywhere, you know that he's probably like a 95 or something in threes, even though
shit,
he's shooting like 5%
this year. I Google Beltway Sports Bros just to see the logo sometimes. Imagine having yourself in a damn video game.
On top of that, he was also, you know, couldn't come over from Latvia because of the visa thing, I think because of COVID and all that. And also, he was a free agent, so... This is kind of a window into his madness a little bit. He was probably doing this the entire offseason, 10 to 12 hours a day, playing video games, sitting on his ass doing nothing. So explains kind of why he's been so horrible. Then the last three games, magically, they've won because, shit, he's actually hit threes. And, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, and he's been active in other areas. He's been grabbing boards, making cuts. It's not just the threes. We figured at some point in time the threes were going to go. But he was basically just standing like a stationary old man, just jacking up threes whenever he got the ball. And a lot of it is cohesiveness with the team. I think they moved the ball a lot better over the last three games. It wasn't just not really getting into the Nuggets game, but minus the last few minutes where it just became Beal and Westbrook again. And that's probably why the Nuggets got back into the game instead of playing team ball. Everybody's touching it. Everybody's working the ball around, picking for each other. It's not just lumbering Oaf Lopez making picks. Everybody's doing a little something. I think that's worked into his game as well, because I thought he would be the third best option on this team, but he's the second.
Yeah,
he is.
Sure.
And he needs to be if this team's going to do anything.
Russell Westbrook almost had a quadruple-double yesterday.
Oh, my God. Matt, did you see that fucking pass?
I've never in my life.
If there were fans, the person in the fifth row would have been sniped dead by this pass.
Decapitated.
I mean, there would have been beers and children flying with this pass. And
popcorn,
it wasn't even
everywhere.
I mean, if that thing doesn't make Shaq the fool, I don't know what will.
I've never in my life seen that in an NBA game or any basketball. I've never seen it.
He wasn't even moving when he did it. He was just making a pass across the court from the standing position. And all of a sudden, that sucker got away from him and it was gone. I mean, see ya. It was over the wall.
Well, he had 8 turnovers in that game, so he legitimately almost had a quadruple-double. And there were some. He should have been over 10 with some of the passes he was making. He just got lucky.
Well, that pass should have been worth 3.
It was. If you haven't seen it, please go back and just Google it. Even if you're not a Wizards fan, it's unbelievable.
I think Len made a snag on it, like snagging the home run. I think that's who made the catch on it.
Right, and there was one that Matthews, he threw one in the corner for a three, and he like fully extended to get this ball. I don't know how he got it. I thought it was going to be another one in the fifth row.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
No, they played well against the Nuggets, and they got shit together. They played as a team. At least we're seeing some good basketball. Balanced basketball on the offensive side, and it didn't look like Beal had to take the brunt of everything, which is a good sign.
Yeah, he wasn't the top scorer for a change. So the Bertans part's kind of the funny part of COVID. On the other side, there's
the light part of COVID.
If there is one, I don't know, but but there is a significant part that's much more concerning. I mean, the majority of anything that has to do with COVID, but there was a report from the Boston Globe that since Celtics guard Jason Tatum tested positive for COVID-19 on January 9th, he said, quote, "I have experienced some games where I don't want to say struggling to breathe, but you get fatigued a lot quicker than normal. Just running up and down the court a few times, it's easier to get out of breath or tired a lot faster. It's just certain stretches where breathing is a little out of whack. And I talked to the medical staff and coaching staff about it. I've talked to other guys that have had it, and they say they've experienced the same thing, and it kind of just gets better over time. But as much as we play, I guess it takes a little bit longer." End quote. You know, something that should be pointed out with Tatum's shooting percentage, it's actually dropped from 47.4 to 42.7. And also his three-point shooting is also down from roughly 44% to now basically 37%. You know, we talked about this a ton on previous episodes, you know, how the Wizards started this COVID mess, etc. But if you remember, the Celtics actually played the Wizards the day before Tatum tested positive. Still kind of out there if it was the Celtics or if it was the Wizards or whatever. But the day before Tatum tested positive, he was dominating the Wizards. And he scored 32 points in that game. He was awesome in that game. Fast forward to last week's game against the Wiz, he had 6 points and was non-existent. And I remember thinking, where the hell's Tatum? He's horrible in this game. I mean, completely wasn't even a part of the equation. So I wanted to make a note here that the NBA announced that they are moving forward with the utter meaningless All-Star game in Atlanta, which with no fans and the mayor of Atlanta citing the fact that almost 3,000 Georgia residents died last week alone to COVID.
Yeah, she basically just said, stay the fuck out of here to the fans and everything else. Like she doesn't even want it.
As opposed to what they did the Super Bowl and the Tampa mayor and everything.
Right.
But, you know, running down Ybor Street, you know. Did you see that? Like everybody, nobody had masks on. It was fucking mayhem.
No, it was a zoo.
Come one, come all from Florida. God, how happy to get the fuck out of that place. But the three-point shootout and the dunk contest and the skills competition and the game itself are all going to be held on Sunday, March 7th, which is a bit of a change, which I guess they're doing it for safety at the NBA level there. Yeah, what nice guys. So, you know, I wanted to throw this to you, Noel. We talked about it many times before. Researchers, scientists, and all that still don't know the long-term effects of COVID because it's, you know, only been here for like a year. This is really concerning to me, seeing that even top athletes still getting affected by this, you know, weeks down the line after they have it. What are your thoughts on this? Because we talked about this a lot on prior COVID episodes.
Yeah, it was a hypothetical at that point because it was so fresh and early. But now, I mean, I wouldn't see it any other way. Why it wouldn't be this way? I mean, it affects your lungs. It affects your respiratory system. It's no different than if you were to have pneumonia or if you were to have even the bad flu. If you've had a flu or you have respiratory issues or things like that, go out and play a basketball game, you'd be wheezing or drop dead. So these guys are going out there, they're playing full force, he's recovered from COVID, and this long-term effect from this could take months. And if it is happening this way, if he can't breathe, I don't know how bad it is, he might just be like, hey, you know, rub some dirt on it. I don't know. I'm surprised he even said anything, to be honest with you. Maybe
and the fact that he's had conversations with multiple players that are suffering the same thing as well, which is even more alarming. It's not.
I don't know if he would have said anything if he was playing well, but
I don't think he's playing terribly. The first game he came back, I think he had like 30-some points.
No, no, I know. But I mean, and the grind of the league, getting on planes. I mean, Matt, you've been on long flights. I mean, sometimes it could take a couple days before you're like, damn, man. My chest is absolutely killing me from that recycled air and everything else.
Yeah.
If he's recovering from a major virus where it knocks you on your ass if you survive it. So him traveling all over, playing games, practices, everything else, that's wear and tear, man. Some things you just can't fight through. And it's a dangerous thing here. Okay, fine, they're going out and playing games, but now you're doing an extracurricular just because? It just doesn't make sense to me. Get over it. This all will be gone at some point, and then you can go back to whatever the fuck you want to do. But right now, to force feed things and force some of these guys, not force, they don't have to go if they don't want to.
Well, especially this year, because no one's going to fault them for not showing up to the All-Star game. I mean, the top guys, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, I mean, even Beal were saying, why are we even playing this game? Why add one more thing? It's still difficult to comprehend that they're playing now with all the traveling that they're doing and outside of the bubble and all that stuff. But to play a game, I mean, the NFL didn't do it, and they've been the worst offenders of anybody.
It's tough, though, Matt. It's easy for LeBron to say it when he's been in it 800 times. But when you have a kid that's busted his ass and he gets his first All-Star selection, or Beal, who's going to be a starter.
But he doesn't want to do it either.
My point is that style of guy. We're not talking about the fucking guy that's made the All-Star team 17 times. That doesn't
want to. Neither am I. I'm talking about Beal.
Matt, I'm talking about guys that are young that want to be showcased, okay? This guy's been, regardless of him or not, I'm talking about that example of player. He's been screwed over not making the All-Star team. You keep harping on the Beal thing. All I'm saying is that a guy that's a young upstart guy that's finally made it, it's going to be a difficult thing. I believe that if they had a Pro Bowl, Chase Young would have gone.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, there are certain guys that would go. So you're kind of putting them in a situation, I think you need to save them from themselves. And you're going to showcase all this stuff and also the fans. Why does the mayor have to get up there and say, don't come? Indianapolis already said no. It was already out of Indianapolis. It was done. You guys decided to add this at the last minute and do a smash and grab and do it for one day because you all of a sudden want to make it as condensed as possible. I'm embarrassed for the NBA because I've defended them in the manner in which they've been handling things, and this one's just a bonehead move and just trying to smash for some more money. That's all it is.
Yeah, and you know, if LeBron doesn't go or Kawhi Leonard doesn't go or whoever, what do you have left over if you're the NBA? You're going to have some shit All-Star game with like, you know, mid-tier upper guys that, you know, wouldn't have made the team otherwise. I can see that happening. I mean, there's plenty of time before this thing happens, and I can see a lot of guys dropping out.
Well, you've already made rulings that you don't want guys taking games off that are nationally televised. If you're going to take a day off, if you're not going to play a back-to-back, then do it on a game nobody gives a shit about. They've already established that point. So now, your major showcase, the biggest game of the year for you guys, you're going to be okay with like 3 out of the 5 starters not showing up? It doesn't make any sense. Like, oh, well, Durant didn't show up, but at least we get to see Trae Young. You know, gives a fuck. It's just stupid. From Silver's standpoint, I guess you can just give it a shot, see if it sticks. If it doesn't, then fine. But, I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. And from a larger perspective, even past the All-Star game, we want to see sports, of course, selfishly, right? But at the same time, there's been a lot of guys that have contracted this virus based off of playing this sport. They've gotten it from other people playing the sport, and they may have not gotten it otherwise. And again, not having enough research of how this thing affects you long term. Even there's some research that it affects your brain composition.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just all about money. It's all about money. And you're putting people at risk that are young. And we hear about this 65 and older crowd. They're the ones that are really you have to worry about. But yeah, the people that have gotten it and have survived, we don't know what the hell's going to happen. And this virus is so weird that it affects so many people in so many different ways.
Well, you have a situation also where if he can't breathe, blood needs to get to the muscles. If he doesn't have complete and utter control over his exterior, he's an athlete. He could get injured in other ways. If he's hampered by something else, if he feels weight on his chest and he has no mobility in his arms and his legs that he normally would, or just being able to jump out of the building like he normally would, it's no different than any other injury.
But it's self-inflicted because they didn't need to do this, is what I'm saying.
No, you know what I mean? I'm not arguing that point. I'm arguing the fact that it's stupid for them, a player that has had this, and if he's hindered by it, to continue to play, and either the league or whether or their team needs to step in and say, hey, look, until you're 100%, you need to sit out until you've recovered from this fully. If you're wheezing out there, everybody's played a sport when they're out of shape, okay? Mm-hmm. When you haven't played a sport in a while. Take that into context, where all of a sudden, if you're running a lot, all of a sudden your legs just feel like complete and utter jello if you try to make that quick cut that maybe when you were in shape you could make. These guys are having to do that for 48 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a concern as well, not only just him being able to breathe, which is obviously the glaring one.
Well, and they're the most in shape, top-tier athletes in the entire world.
Yeah.
And if he's being affected by that, what does that mean for regular people that have gotten it? I guess it's just a bigger picture.
It's an excuse
for me
not to go out and do anything, Matt.
Well, there you go. That's something. Like you need one.
Yeah, no, exactly. Hey, it's just like Valentine's Day. Not my fault. It's the pandemic.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to lean on that once in a while.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you got to take the positives from it, Matt. And the positives are, you know, hey, it's not my fault. You know, the place is closed. I can't go there.
Well, I can just see, we've talked about this before, if somebody, God forbid, dies over this, and, oh, well, you know, they're all young, they're all in great shape, you know, nothing's going to happen. But this leads me to believe that there's even a higher possibility than I thought before. You are picking money over health, as many companies are, yours included.
Right.
And this could blow up in their face. You know, not just the NBA, the NFL, I mean, they had a significantly more amount of cases in the NBA, just strictly about the amount of guys that are on the rosters. I don't know. I hope it doesn't turn anything, but it just worries me that there is effects long term for guys.
If he goes out and scores 35 tomorrow night, then he'll be fine.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying though. If he scores 35, yeah, but then the next day he could have 6 and he could barely fucking breathe.
Yeah.
So, you know, whatever. We'll see how it goes. But I'll
keep watching. Everybody will keep watching. Hopefully nothing happens from it. But if you're having long-term effects from this thing, it's also on the player. If they feel that they can't do it, then they can't do it. How many times have we heard these players, these professionals, they know their bodies better than anybody? Well, put your money where your mouth is. It's your responsibility too, you know? We keep harping on the league and everything else, but he's going to be all right if he says, hey, guys, I went out there and I ran from A to B and I could barely fucking breathe. That's an issue. That's a black and white issue. There's no gray there, and it should be treated just like any other injury. And that's the bottom line of it.
Well, it's a shame that money always is over anything else. And that's what we're in. That's a situation we're in. That's a situation we'll always be in. And here we are. But I still love sports and I'm happy that they're playing. I just hope they're okay. All right. Well, after the break, we are going to have another top five. Excited about that, Noel?
Let's do it, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back. So, Noel, you know, you seem to stick with your teams through just about anything, right?
Thick and thin.
Me too. I'm loyal to a fault sometimes.
Been some dark days, been some good days, just like Wall said. I've been here through thick and thin. I was here through the shit days, and I was here through the good days. I hear you,
well,
brother.
With DC Sports, we seem to have
there's a hell of a lot more valleys. Believe me.
Don't you hate people that don't really care, or even worse, act like they stick with a team, but you just know in your heart of hearts they're full of shit?
Oh, complete fair weather fans. Like, just superficial on it, or a guy that wants to look okay in front of his friends. He knows he does. Like, there's always that guy in a group that doesn't give a shit about sports, or has enough just to defend himself or not be made fun of.
Yeah, exactly. So on today's Top 5 Friday, we will be giving our list of top five fair-weathered fans.
Sounds good to me. I know a few.
Well, you're not looking at one, so just to clarify. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll get into that.
We do have one that could be kind of mutual coming up.
Yeah, so let's get started then, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, what's your number five?
Number five is only watches big games, or aka playoffs.
Yeah.
Wouldn't watch a shit game. Not that into it. Doesn't have time. Rather watch something else. Just doesn't invest, go deep into the team, you know? Is there on the grind. Just gets in there for the showcase. And I'm guilty of that as well. I do it. I've done it with the Caps. I used to watch every game as I got older with kids and everything else. You know, I do. I watch the big games. I watch them against the Penguins. I'll turn that shit on right away, or the playoffs. But I'm not sitting there grinding it out watching them play the Ottawa Senators. I'm sorry. I'm not that hardcore anymore. So I'm a PG Fairweather fan when it comes to the Caps, I'd say.
Well, that's also my number five. I think we're making it number five because we're also guilty of that
yeah,
in a way. I think we all are guilty of that. I mean, who the hell can watch every game? Who can watch every Nationals game? There's just too many of them.
Yeah.
And you got to just kind of pick and choose. And, you know, for us, we watch every Washington football game. I mean, that's easy. That's 16 games.
Yeah,
if you don't watch every one of those, you're a real
serious
piece of shit.
Fair weather. I mean, that is an easy. It's like when you do fantasy football, you set your lineup once a week. You know, how hard is it? Now, if you start getting into other sports and you do fantasy, that's where the real fans come in, because you got to do it multiple times. But once a week, you're done.
And I think very few people watch all the Wizards games. I mean, we're one of them, but I can understand if you don't. You know, it's just, it's tough to do.
And
it's
this a little shout out, and I'm not sure if I've done this before, but Lindsay, my wife, the last two seasons has watched every single game. Hey, for not being
impressive.
A fan before, she didn't even go through that fair weather fan stage. She went through not giving a shit to boom. Like, there was no middle ground there. It was all of a sudden, watch every
game.
She
just wants to be with you, Noel.
She just loves me so. But yeah, like you said, Matt, we're all guilty of it. There's only but so many hours in the day, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just it.
So that's why it's our number five. So if you feel like we're no better than anyone else, go fuck yourself. What's your number four, Noel?
Not fazed when their team loses. You're at a game or whatever, and they're watching it with a group of people or whatever it is, and it's a heartbreaking loss. You're demoralized. I'm not saying you feel like you're going to jump out of the window, but, you know, you need a moment to collect yourself after a heartbreaking loss. You look across the room, and there's some guy like, hey, guys,
look at this YouTube video.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, really? Just say you didn't give a shit. It's okay. Just because you have a pair between your legs doesn't mean that you have to like sports. I don't get it, but I'm also not pretending to like Love It or List It, you know?
No, you love that show.
No.
Give you that shit. It's
but yeah, like I said, I'm well-rounded, so it's okay.
Love It or List It. Sidebar, I've used to watch HGTV quite a bit. I don't know why. It just, you know, it just was on a lot. Kristen seemed to watch it. Why is that horrible woman on Love It or List It always trying to be against the guy? What does she get out of it if they don't sell the house? It's a win-win if they both sell the house. She's just taking money out of the poor guy's pocket, you know? It's kind of a dickhead move.
It's the work she's putting in. I mean, she's putting her blood, sweat, and tears into that house, and she wants them to love it.
But she's getting paid anyway. Let the other guy.
She wants to make it the best house for them, and she wants to see them happy.
And she always just like fixed one
Matt,
room.
It's a show. She doesn't give a shit. Either way, believe me, she doesn't give a shit.
Oh, trust me. I know. It's reality TV. All right. So my number four is the game only watcher. So we live and die, and I think most real fans of a team say, and let's go specifically with the Washington football team on this one, because, and it's not just because we just do a podcast. Every single offseason, you and I, talking about, are they going to make a trade for this? That was a good trade. It was a horrible decision.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we decided to do this.
Right. And I think that if you are a true fan and not a fair-weathered fan, you give a shit about the transactions that your teams are making. And there's too many people out there. They're like, I don't know what's going on in the How do you just do that? What, you know, you just go to week one and be like, oh, that guy's on our team?
Just go blind? Or they don't watch the preseason.
Right. Preseason sucks.
Yeah, preseason sucks. What? No, I want to know who else is on the team or potentially who can make it besides the starting quarterback.
Yeah, and like, say that the year they got Alex Smith. What, did you just wake up one day and be like, oh man, Alex Smith is our quarterback now? Cool.
Right.
Let's get rolling.
There are people that are that way. I've told
Trust
them,
me,
you know,
I know.
Hey, so-and-so is on our team. He's like, really? John Wall got traded? Yeah, he did. He's on Houston and everything.
Yeah, big fan.
It's like in Major League, Cleveland Indians have a baseball team? Yeah, we've got uniforms and everything.
great movie. All right, so what's your number three, Noel?
Comes late, leaves early. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, whether it be to a stadium, whether it be to a person's house, and you say you end up showing up halfway through the second quarter or some shit like that, or the going gets tough in the game and you leave early because you don't feel like watching the rest of it, hail schmail, crap, you know, stuff like that. It's just, you're not a fan. You're just not. If I know a game's at 1 o'clock, if I know that the Wizards are playing at 7, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, if you don't think the game is important enough to see the first quarter, what are you, a Lakers fan? You know, that's basically what they show up when you could actually have people in the crowd. The place is half empty until the beginning of the second quarter, sometimes halftime. You know, they just roll in. They don't give a shit.
And they'll come in and it's not like they'll sit down like, damn, man, like shit, what'd I miss? It's like, hey, guys, stroll in like, hey.
You know, I start getting nervous, especially Washington football games. I remember this one time my ex-girlfriend, we went to lunch. I remember specifically they were playing the Titans. Washington was. Patrick Ramsey was starting. What a fucking game by him, by the way. You know, it just took forever. There was like an hour wait. I was like, I can't. What are we doing right now? And then it ended up bleeding over into the first quarter. That's literally the first play that I've missed in my entire lifetime up to that point. And I was so mad. And, you know, you think a Fairweather fan would give a shit? Fuck no.
No. They'd get a drink and, you know, stand outside, you know, schmooze a little bit. Game's going on. Getting there late. Leaving a game early. Look, I've turned a game off in utter disgust when there's been a complete blowout or something like that.
I watch it through. You used to yell at me about that.
I don't turn it off just because I'm like, I don't care about the team. I'm turning it off because it's either that or I put my fist through my television. That's the difference. I'm saving my TV. I'm seeing the forest for the trees.
Yeah. Smart.
Thanks.
Thinking ahead. All right. So my number three is the highlight watcher. You can call him a Cliff Notes version guy or a box score watcher type of person.
Ugh.
You know, the person who basically like, oh man, that game was a blowout. But you're like, no, it wasn't. Did you watch the game? You know, because if you're watching highlights on ESPN, they're going to show like three plays and it ends up, oh man, the game was, you know, 31-17. We'll say, oh, fucking blowout. No, it really wasn't. Actually, they were pushing up the field and had to throw every fucking time. They threw a pick six. It made it look worse than it really was. But if you actually watch the game, it's those guys that just watch those things. It's just so they can have that conversation with you.
Oh, yeah. No, it absolutely is. They don't know.
But know nothing about the game.
Well, yeah, it's all superficial. It's all headline stuff.
Yeah.
It's just to get through a conversation. Okay. Yeah. It's give just enough to somebody to say, see, I'm with you guys.
Yeah. I know
I'm
stuff.
I'm with you guys. I know stuff, too. Did you see that game, that Westbrook game? He had a triple-double. Dude, he played like dog shit. Oh, my God. They just learned what a triple-double is. That's a perfect example is the Westbrook triple-double.
Did you see when he had eight turnovers and a pass?
Yeah,
that went
or whatever.
To the 10th row?
Even in the good ones where he had more points and everything else. It's like, did you watch the game? Did you see that it's fool's gold? No, you looked at a box score. You saw that Westbrook had that many points. Like, how can they lose when Westbrook has a triple-double?
Yeah.
And Beal has 35 points?
Yeah.
You know, shit like that. It's like, just shut up.
Yeah,
you're weak.
The worst. What's your number two, Noel?
Another one, kind of highlights-ish, but only know the stars of the team.
Mm.
Like the quarterback or, you know, or just the star player like LeBron.
Yeah.
You're not a fan, dude. It's okay. You don't know the nuances. I'm not saying you need to know the 53rd man on the roster, but if you don't know like an offensive lineman, how much of a fan are you really?
It's funny you bring up the offensive lineman thing. So we've brought up Joel a couple times. You went ballistic because we watched the Giants game against the Redskins, you know, when they shit the bed. But Joel, he claims to be a Giants fan. So my question to him was, well, name one offensive lineman.
Wah, wah.
But then he gets on the offensive. He's like, well, I don't need to know him. I know the stars. Like, that's not a good thing, Joel. It's not a good thing.
Right. If that's who you are, that's who you are. Look, if that's how you want to play it, but don't act like you're this big shot.
Right.
That's all I care about. Like, don't try to go toe-to-toe.
Right.
That's it. You bullshitted your resume. You still got the job. So just sit at your desk and shut up.
Right.
That's all.
Keep a low profile about it.
If somebody pokes and prods at you, you might have an issue.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to like sports because you're a guy. I think you're a fucking weirdo, but, you know, to each their own, right? But
are they to each their own? Honestly, Matt, I have had friends that have not liked sports. And I'm not saying they like sports as much as me. But there has to be some type of dialogue there. What the fuck else? We're guys. What the hell else am I going to talk about with you?
Oh, right. I know.
At some point in time, yeah, we can talk about girls. Guys don't even do that shit. They talk about girls so like I say, like, damn, see that? And that's about where the conversation ends.
Right.
What else am I going to sit there and talk to a person about?
They're not going to be a good friend of mine if I can't talk sports. Because that's, like you said, what else there to talk about?
Let's talk about my kids.
Talk about our feelings. Like, give me a fucking...
Do you really give a shit about what the hell, like, how many goals my daughter scored in a soccer game? I'm not in a knitting class here. You know, talking about like Bobby really, he really did good on his English test.
I mean, if you really think about it, sports is basically the foundation of all conversations between guys.
Yeah.
You know? And if I can't have that conversation, we got nothing else to talk about.
There's two things that I do. I talk about sports and I make fun of people. Those are my major dialogue conversations. If I can't have those with you and be sarcastic and you have a little bit of thick skin and be able to take a fucking joke, I've got no place for you in my life.
Absolutely, Noel. So, my number two is the social media overcompensator.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they're the fucking worst. Number one, I hate social media. I just have to use it for our purposes, but
that's unfortunate for you.
It really is. It's the worst. And I don't want to call mom out on this, but, you know, she'll even do it. She'll put up hail.
Wow, you're doing it, huh?
She does it. She does it, but it's a perfect example. She'll put hail, but you know, but mom's the person who will go take a nap during Washington games. And I'm like, come on, mom.
Yeah.
You know, you're better than that. I guess it's basically just to...
It's a poser.
You want to get a reaction.
That's what we called them back in the 80s and the 90s, Matt. We called them a poser. They don't give a shit. They probably didn't even watch the game. Like I said, they might even be the highlights person.
Oh, yeah. They definitely
okay.
Are.
And they went on there and they put on like a selfie of them holding up with their jersey on or some crap like that. Shut up. And
except
you know,
for mom. Mom doesn't need to shut up. I'm just making that clear.
No. But mom also doesn't take selfies of herself with a jersey on.
That's
so
true.
That's
true.
Good. She's drawn the line. But it's such a scam, like taking pictures of themselves at the stadium, you know, stuff like that. And they're inside of the stadium the entire time, probably sat down at their seat for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, they'll take more pictures than anybody else in the shortest period of time just to show everyone that they were at this event or watching this huge game, show themselves with that jersey or the hat, like they're badass and like,
oh, I know.
Little caption.
Everybody knows it's bullshit, Matt. Everybody does. Everybody that knows that person knows that they're full of crap. And here's an example I'll give you. It kind of ties in a little bit, but I remember vividly Maryland Duke.
Mm-hmm.
These people at Maryland, they didn't even watch a single basketball game. But when Maryland Duke would come on or Maryland UNC would come on, the cat's meow.
I'm more of a Maryland Wisconsin guy.
Yeah. That's
a big game.
Big game. You're more of a Big Ten Maryland guy.
Yeah. Go ahead, though.
Well, the game was huge. Watch every single game. But all of a sudden, big crowd around the TV when that game came on. And then what would happen if they beat them? Everybody would go out and go bonkers out and riot in the streets and all this.
Burn mattresses, perhaps?
No, it was a couch, Matt.
Oh, sorry.
It was a couch. But I earned it. These people came out specifically for this game just to do the aftermath. And just to have pictures of them doing the aftermath.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And that was pre-social media.
That was pre.
That was so they'd get their picture in the paper, I guess. I don't know.
Right. Or with Polaroids.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, all of a sudden I'd see like one of the guys that I know that doesn't like sports. Like, he's yelling louder than anybody else. Proud and loud. Like, yeah, man, let's get it.
Let's go, Terps.
Go, Terps. Bullshitters.
Gotta love them. We're there, Noel. We're at number one.
Numero uno.
What's yours?
This one. This is the one that pisses me off the most.
Well, it's your number one. I would hope so.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. Yeah. It didn't happen by accident, I guess. You're right. didn't watch the game or quote unquote forgot it was on. That guy, like, you'll go to work or whatever and say, hey man, did you see that freak? Oh my God, what a game last night. Oh, I didn't know they played.
Yeah.
What? Really? Really? You didn't know that they played? Now, I'm not talking about like the Nationals. They've got 162 games and sometimes rain delay, doubleheader, whatever it is. I'm talking about like a college football team or a professional football team that has played on Saturday or Sunday for the last 150 years. You forgot it was on? No, you just didn't give a shit.
I'll do one better. What if they play on Thursday, for instance? If you're not a fan or a real fan of the team, you're not going to know. Maybe you're used to the Sunday games,
right?
But we threw a wrench at you, and it's on Thursday.
You got to pay attention there to the schedule, my friend.
Shit, the game, what? The game was on last night? Huh.
Yeah. Oh, they flexed it on a Sunday night?
If you don't know these things, then obviously you're fair weathered as shit.
You're not that into it, and it's okay.
And it's okay. Just admit it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
If somebody came up to me, and I'm not saying that's the reason why I watch a game. I watch them because I love them.
Right.
But imagine, Matt, if you came up to me and said, hey, Noel, what'd you think of the game? I'm like,
the game was on last night?
It was on?
What?
Oh, shit, it is Sunday. What? Like, what?
This show would be over. I wouldn't speak to
you.
You'd
never let me live it down.
No, it's like, remember, I think it was a couple days ago, you were like, oh, did you watch that Young Rock show? I was like, I forgot it was on. But that's totally different. That's not like I know the entire schedule. You know what I mean? I'll watch it later.
Well, I assumed. I ran into it by accident. I'm like, oh, damn. No, I did. No, seriously, Lindsay actually put it on. And I was like, oh, yeah. And then all of a sudden they had like the Iron Sheik was on there. Not the actual Iron Sheik. I think he's dead. But
no, he's still alive.
Oh, is he kicking?
He's on his last leg. But, oh, you know, whatever.
Some of them on there were been long dead. So they had characters, actors playing these characters. So it's like, oh, shit, these are from my childhood because I watched it when I was little.
Mm.
It brought some nostalgia back. So I said, hey, you watching it? Oh, shit. I was like, really? Of all people, Matt's not watching it. Big fan.
I meant to record it and I forgot. But that's the point.
Yeah.
And again, life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Everything can be recorded.
Right.
And then there's people like, oh, I can't watch a game that's recorded. It's got to be live.
Get
I know people
here.
Like that, too. What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
Watching an NBA game is so great recorded.
Oh, absolutely.
You can blast through that thing in an hour and still watch every play.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I intentionally will delay a Wizards game.
Totally.
By like a quarter just so I can fast forward through some of it. I haven't seen a commercial in a Wizards game in years. Since probably they were in the playoffs against Boston.
Those are the games you got to watch live.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But if you're watching just a 28th game of the season, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who gives a shit?
But
All right, Matt, what's your number one? Let's hear this thing.
My number one is the ship jumper. Let me explain. So this is Joel in a nutshell, basically. But man, he basically covers this entire list.
Yeah. I mean, we should have had him on and just asked him questions. Like, Joel, so what makes a fair weather fan? Explain.
That's not the worst idea, actually. I think that'd
Explain,
be hilarious.
Explain, Joel.
Joel's hilarious.
What goes through your mind when you look at a team?
It's looking into the mind of a crazy person. Because it's like, I have had these conversations
it's
with
It's like
them.
Interviewing Ted Bundy? What are you talking about? Go ahead.
Deep, dark mind. No, but he's from New York. So he's Knicks, Giants, all that, Yankees. But his rationale is that I've been a Knicks fan my entire life, but they've sucked forever. So what do? I got to like somebody that's good. So, you know, he follows LeBron around or now he's a Lakers fan but there's so many people like
this. Is he still a fan of the Knicks to see him do well, though?
Yes, that's the thing. But so he would choose the Knicks over the Lakers unless it affects the Lakers playoff chances and does nothing for the Knicks, if that makes sense.
I mean, that's just despicable.
Right.
I was right in every facet of everything that day. When I know someone, I know someone.
Joel's a great guy, but
he's
really
a good person.
But this is a serious character flaw.
Yeah, no,
for
this
him.
Is this goes to the core of the matter.
This is how can you root for another team when you've got a team that you've supposedly loved for 30 years?
Because they suck, Matt, and he was never that big of a fan to begin with. At the end of the day, that's what it is. Look, you can come up with any excuse for anything why you don't do something anymore. I don't go to the gym anymore. Why? I can come up with a million excuses. It's because I'm lazy and I don't feel like going. That's it, all it is. At the end of the day, that's what it is. So
pandemic, Noel.
Yeah, yeah. Back to that, man. Hey, not my fault. I mean, I went there once and nobody was wearing masks. What do you expect me to do? Get sick?
I was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just a complete excuse.
I can't fathom saying, okay, well, Washington sucks again. They're in line to win 3 games this year. I'm going to go ahead and just like the Ravens. Oh, they're in Maryland. Let's rationalize somehow in some way why we like another team. I want to see the world fucking burn. I don't want to see anybody do well.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, somebody took me to a game of a different team and I kind of liked it. So, like, they've got a place in my heart now. No, they don't.
No.
You just were never a fan of the team you said you were a fan of. And that's what this is. There's two people. They're not that invested. They don't like sports, whatever it is, or it's just not that important to them. And that's fine. But label yourself a fair weather fan. When I come up to you next time and I ask you how a game went, I want you to say, Noel, I apologize. I'm just a fair weather fan.
That's it. Yeah.
And I'd be like, all right, man, I got you.
Yeah. It's like just passively liking something.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's okay. I don't watch HGTV anymore, but I was like, yeah, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's something to watch.
If somebody tells me that a show is good, you talk to me about Cobra Kai all the time.
Yeah, you're a fool.
It would be as if I bullshitted my way through just because I know who Daniel LaRusso is.
Right.
You know, that's exactly what it is. Like, oh, yeah, it's really good, Matt. Like, it's a really good show. Yeah, Daniel LaRusso and Mr. Miyagi's in that, right? Sorry, Noel, he's dead. Sorry, I only saw the highlights.
Just do us all a favor and just admit who you are and stop being somebody that you're not.
There you go.
You're making yourself look much worse than you had to. And just, you know, if you're not a fan, you're not a fan, and leave it at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. We're on all major podcast platforms. Please rate, review, and subscribe. If you like this show, please share it on social media. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, the Facebook group, and our website, BeltwaySportsBros.com. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday.